You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
All right, yo, these people, this is Real Soulful, episode 58. We've got some big guests in the studio today. You can look at that camera. That's the one for you. That one's for me. But yeah, man, this is Real Soulful, episode 58. We've got some big guests in the studio. As always, I let my guests introduce themselves. So if you guys want to introduce yourselves one by one, you can. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I'm Beth.
I'm Femi.
Nice.
I'm Chloe.
All right.
Which is better, morning sex or sex at night? That's easy. I'll say night sex because I'll probably be drunk.
Huh?
That's just, I don't want to speak because I have siblings.
I can't speak for
but I
topic.
Do not agree.
Why would you probably be drunk?
Because like in a night, if you go to the club and you come back or something like that,
that's like once a week.
Okay,
and it's also just not true. Like
that's so funny, yeah. But fair enough. That's your truth. No, that's calm. Femi, what about you?
I like I said previously, I do not agree, but I don't want to elaborate because I have siblings.
Fair enough.
So. I can't speak further on the topic, unfortunately.
None whatsoever.
I can't relate to that information.
Touch your virgin.
If I had personal experience to use, I would use it.
Personal experience to use.
Purely virgin.
Guess.
Morning, because you have energy.
That sounds
now you have energy.
That sounded like
answer to your experience. Seriously, that's my answer.
Yeah, men have more testosterone in the morning.
This sounds like educated responses, so I don't understand why they're telling me.
No, I'm a medical student.
She's using her background to disguise.
That's why
fair
they have
enough.
Morning glory.
Yeah,
they
morning
wake
glory.
Up with energy.
Interesting.
That's what I heard.
All right, for me, you pick. Give me the next one. Go on.
Can I just say this top?
Yeah. Is it a must that your partner can cook? Yes.
Yeah.
Just yes. Firstly, it's actually a life skill. Why can't you cook? Are you unique? How can you not cook?
Jesus Christ. Secondly, male listeners, I'm so sorry for this week's episode. This is mad. Off the dome.
Secondly, I'm like really busy. So, and I don't like cooking.
So, sorry to cut you short. So if I flip it, can you cook?
Yeah, I can cook.
You cook well?
I can cook well, but I don't like cooking.
Okay.
I cook for survival.
Not for taste.
But my food still tastes pink. But it's like, I don't usually have time to take time to cook it. I'm so more of a meal prep.
That same last girl you expect of your partner, yeah?
No, so I'm saying it's better if he can, because I'm so busy, it'd be good if
Why would he not be as equally busy?
Because that's not what I want. That wouldn't be compatible because I'm so busy.
So you want him to be a stay-at-home dad? Is where you're going with this?
No, but there's jobs just like
so you want to be busy.
High paying doesn't mean busy, not necessarily.
No, but that's what I'm saying though. How do you know that you're going to be the busier spouse? I don't understand.
Because I've never dated anyone that is
as busy as you
as me in my life. No.
Okay, interesting. So you want him to be able to cook, yeah?
So what?
You want him to be able to cook?
Yeah, definitely. Cool. I think everyone would.
Chloe, is that the same for you?
Yeah, you must be able to cook.
Yeah,
it's actually a
not
life
even
skill.
Just as a partner, as a person. Please,
I'm not trying to be rude, but how can you not cook? Mm. What does that actually mean?
Yeah,
what does
that
mean? I'm curious. When you say you guys can cook, what can you guys actually make?
Because
there's a very clear distinction. When you ask the girl, "Can you cook?" she says yes. I would like to know what you guys can actually cook.
Unfortunately, I can't list it, but I can cook.
What's going on here, bro? What is going on here?
I like to cook Asian food.
So what can you like? Okay, I've come to you and said, "What can you cook? Like, what would you list? Like, what's like your quote unquote specialty or like something you said you make really well." Okay, is that a pass?
No, because why does everyone say mac and cheese? That's not even cooking.
Like, I can literally cook
I don't know
everything.
Why people,
yeah,
like, I don't really have the cooking skill. Discredit mac and cheese and barbecue.
Nah, I'm just saying.
It's a delicious dish.
It's delicious.
Yeah,
but like, it's not easy to make. I'll be making that roux from scratch. I'll put the flour under butter and be mixing it in.
Oh, it's actually a load of it. You don't have to risk over the stove.
You make a good jerk, a good mac and cheese.
I feel like if you can cook, you can cook everything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you told me make jollof rice, yeah, I'll make it. Mm. You ask me,
I can quite literally make.
You see, you're cooking. Do you also have to take into account that it has to taste nice to say that you can cook? Because
obviously,
yeah.
So
you know
I'm assuming that all of you, So the assumption is all of your food tastes really well.
No, it does.
Your circle,
but if you can't, doesn't taste nice, then you can't cook.
So externals have told you that.
Oh yeah, literally, yeah.
All right, as long as you save your chest, that's all. I'm just wanting to know. Go on, Chloe. Take.
Is having sex with a friend off limits for you?
Thank God I didn't get one of them. What?
Thank God. I don't even have to answer that.
If that friend is in the room, then make it known. Jesus. Is having sex with a friend off limits for you? No. Like, as a principal, I don't really think it's that deep.
But that's not a friend.
Then it's, yeah, that's not a friend.
Yes. Times are not friends.
It's friends with benefits. It's not
yeah,
a friend.
But it's a friend with whatever, it's still a friend.
I don't know.
I don't think so. It's off limits.
It can run for you, yeah?
Yeah. Why not?
I think it's off limits for me.
Why?
Because then I'm just looking at you differently. Like, if I ask you on advice or something, I feel like you're not going to give me the right
advice. I guess
advice.
It can be problematic if the person is tapped.
If you're on the same
wavelength.
But if maybe they like you more than that. Yeah. And
I can understand if it starts to like affect the way they give you advice, the way they treat you.
So none of you have ever taken things further with like friends that you've considered, like guys you consider your friends now?
No. I don't, I can't lie, I don't know.
Somebody's quiet.
To start there.
Bro, like really, really keeping it quiet, man. It's okay. This is a safe space. You know, you're calm. It's all right.
Safe space.
It's a safe, safe space. It's actually a safe space. It's actually a safe space. Do you like to elaborate on your experience with
said
friend?
Did he just?
All right, man. This is a big studio. Shameless
I actually
plug.
Don't know. I don't have my friends.
It's true. She doesn't.
Actually, don't.
But firstly,
I was asking you because you made a face like it's something that you had indulged in before. So I wanted to know whether
indulged in.
Yeah.
Big word. So no, I haven't.
You haven't.
No.
Ever.
We don't really like men.
Yeah.
True.
Not in a sexual way.
Do I end the pod now or what?
Because yeah,
this, is gonna
so
be a, this is going to be a men bashing thing. I'm not here for
patriarchy.
Yeah.
No. Death to the patriarchy.
That's such a valid point.
Men.
No, that's actually how.
And people ask, what about your dad?
That's
a different
story.
That nigga can go
that
too. Sometimes
too.
I can't lie.
I love him. CRBs but on my guest, bro. What is going on? Where does this hatred come from? Sorry.
What?
I don't have a hatred for men.
Where does it
you
come from?
I just
men.
Feel like, why are you here? Like,
do you know when men say that?
No, why but where
do,
does this?
Where does it? What do you mean?
The
where
hatred.
It has to be personal.
That's why asking why.
It has to be personal. It has to be. It has to be personal.
It's not.
No, but no, it is because it affects
us. The patriarchy isn't personal. It's just my life.
Day to day, yeah.
Okay. So
it's like saying, why do black people
hate white people?
Hate the
racism.
Police and stuff.
I don't
because
like men. Sexism.
History has showed that we can't trust them.
Yeah.
They do bad things to us. Like,
interesting. So your agenda is more so.
It's not an agenda.
It's a fact.
It sounds like it's an agenda. It sounds like it's an agenda.
It's
so
not even an agenda. It's just
but
facts.
Patriarchy, to be fair, some of the things in the patriarchy are out of your control anyway. So that's why I'm asking whether it's
exactly.
personal.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm asking whether it's personal.
They actively perpetuate the patriarchy. They actively decide to lead into it.
Can I have some examples?
You guys
please?
Are very
like,
comfortable living in your
enjoying that
privilege.
Gender pay gap.
I would like to have some personal experiences.
Chloe just named one. The gender pay gap
is a personal experience. Why would I like somebody who's making more money than me for the same job?
The same thing.
I don't
and
like
they don't even be doing a lot.
Even just simple things growing up.
And they're condescending. I could write a long list of things.
I have an older brother, but sometimes I was raised feeling like the firstborn, like being asked to do more for your best.
Doing more labor.
You see with the gen-
your best man.
No, Megs, you're chiming, bro. You're good.
No, I'm hearing that.
Like, there's just bare things. So I don't get why men try to.
Literally,
act.
I
you
do
know
it a lot
so
of
you see with the, you see with you the gender pay gap, is there a thing where you prefer either to make more or be on the same?
The same is all right, but more would be great.
I can work with more.
More's like, why would you not want more?
So you're angry at the fact that he makes more than you?
Yeah, because men do
so
less.
You would
and get,
make
that's
more.
What I'm saying. They actually do
hold
less.
Hold on, let me
what you're about
conceptualize
to say is
this.
Just mad.
No.
He's about to say you're angry that men make
hold
more
on,
than
no,
women
hold
unfairly,
hold on.
But you want your husband to make more money than
that's,
you.
You're finishing my sentence.
You're finishing
my sentence.
Okay, finish your sentence.
Don't do that.
Finish your sentence.
What I'm saying is you're angry at the fact that in regards to gender pay gaps, men make more money than women, right?
Yeah.
So in your eyes, you would preferably like to even be on the equal playing field
mm-hmm.
or women making more money.
So are you talking about in a relationship?
No, I'm just talking about in general. You said a pay gap.
Oh, equal, obviously, yeah.
Okay.
No,
cool.
I wouldn't mind more.
I would like more.
I genuinely feel like women do more emotional labor in their lifestyle. So I don't think it's that
and they
crazy.
They should be compensated for
they
that.
They should be compensated for that in their jobs. Yeah. They do a lot more
it's
domestic
labor. It's
kind of
like how black people should be
paid more.
Compensated for the struggles that they go through every single
day. Like women
like
actually.
It's 10 times harder as a black person mm-hmm. to get to the top.
Yeah.
Same way as a woman,
yeah.
there's an extra cap. Like it's way harder to get to the top. So,
but I'll work, let's just manage with equal, but after that we can even increase.
I like you. I like you. What are you gonna say?
I was gonna ask them if they know why women earn less.
Yeah, that was my dissertation.
If we know
speak on it. Somebody's educated here. Oh yeah, elaborate.
Male culture, like in the workplace, you lot go out, you leave the women have to go home, pick up kids. So more people get promotions because they do more socializing.
Look at this, she's spitting.
You learned. You really studied. No,
sexism.
Took it.
men will just be talking down to women. They'll talk to their male mates more, like they'll delegate roles to their friends. Yeah, that's so many things like that. Mm. Yeah.
And I also feel like because you're not having those social connections, first of all, the point about one, them not moving up. And
a lot you won't, of it is who you know, not what you know.
Exactly, and also you won't stay in a role because it's easier for a man to fit into a social setting in a workplace.
Yeah.
So because of that, you're more likely to stay at that job because you feel comfortable around the people you're with. Whereas me, I'll leave a job forever.
Like, you know, one of the people I interviewed, she said the manager used to ring her husband to discuss things.
No, there's a thing like that.
You didn't want to talk to her. Are you mad?
There was a situation where somebody would speak to imagine I'm the manager. Somebody above them would speak to the person below them, even though I'm the manager, because of that kind of disrespect. That stuff builds up.
That is insane, bro.
That shit's common as well.
How are you bringing the husband? He doesn't even work there.
That's crazy.
He's a neek.
That's what why I you're a victim. Yeah. And you're even picking up the phone.
All right, go again. One more.
In the talking stage, is it necessary to talk to the person every single day? No. I have things to do. Like, it's not. When you say talking, like, do you mean like on the phone?
Getting to know somebody that you're interested in.
I don't get when people ask that question because, it's not, but why do you not want to?
Because it's necessary for me.
It's not, I don't need to talk on the phone every day, but like, I can do like other things, like
I think
it should be easy. I get what you mean.
Nah,
it's definitely not a thing where you have to, but if you're not doing it regularly, I'm going to question whether or not you like me because I'm a blessing. Like, I don't understand why you.
So how regular is regular then?
Like, also, we're not talking if we don't speak.
Stage means you're talking. Do you mean like on the phone?
So this is somebody you've met, you're talking to them regularly, like on the phone, text messaging. How often should you feel like you need to communicate with that person?
All the time.
It's just a constant conversation. The conversation should never end.
Yeah, like even on different apps.
No, it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to, but naturally
why does the intimacy change between text and phone calls? I don't understand.
Because sometimes I'm busy, but I can text you quickly, but I don't want to sit and talk.
Because if you don't call me every day, I wouldn't give a heck. Yeah. If you don't text me to even know that
you
I'm
hate
leaving,
me. You actually hate
that's
me.
An act of hatred. Yeah.
You don't like me. Why are you talking to me?
How can you go a whole day?
Oh, just shaking.
You go a whole day and you don't think about me. That is crazy.
What, every single day? I'll be so real. It depends how I feel about that person.
Wait, exactly. That could be a whole day.
If I've met you and we're talking, let's say it's been like what's a good time frame? A month? Yeah. If I speak for a month, I don't think it will be regular unless I'm feeling you.
A month is a talking stage.
A month is a talking stage.
No, we're dating.
30 whole days of getting to know somebody. That's a talking stage, you know?
Yeah, you're a situation.
That's a bit long.
You're actually not lying.
30 days is not a talking stage.
If we're not in a situation, we don't speak every day.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a lot.
In a talking stage.
After 30 days, we're dating.
If we're in a talking stage, we need to speak every day. If we're in a situation, that's different.
Yeah.
We don't need to speak every day.
No, I still feel like I need some type of contact. Like something. Send me a video. Send me a Twitter thing. Anything.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to. Yeah, and I would take it. Like, I would just take it as a sign.
It's under duress.
Yeah.
Like you
it's not by force.
Yeah.
I would just take it as a sign. Not like I'm going to now call you and be like, you haven't been speaking to me.
I'll just taper off.
I'll just be like, it's very clear.
Some girls are like
that
though. They feel like there's a certain disconnect if the guys not speak to them every single day.
There is a disconnect.
Yeah,
they
don't like me.
If there's something nice in my life that I want to do,
unless they say they're busy. Like,
I understand if you're going through something or you're busy at work or it's exam season, something.
All right, go on.
If you're in a relationship, is it okay to keep possessions from an ex?
Laughter.
Man, if it's sweet, it's sweet.
Yeah. My bag.
Do you get it?
My bag.
If it's sweet, it's sweet.
Gucci. Why would I not?
I'll even wear it to the next day.
Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
And it's true.
How do you feel about sentimental things as well? Does that run?
What's the sentimental thing? Is it not nice?
Your bracelet with your name on it.
That's definitely nice. Like, I have a mug from my ex. Mm. Like I drink like bare tea and coffee.
You
so I have like a mug from him.
With your name on it? Or
no, not my name, but it's just like a really cute like pink mug.
And you've kept that.
And I still have that, but it's because I use it. It's very useful.
Yeah.
Girls, I think it's like, why would I throw a valuable
If your new partner now had a problem with you keeping said items and they told you to get rid of them, would that be problematic for you?
Then you must replace it.
No, it
depends on what it is.
So, for example, now that mug, your new partner's be like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel a way about
it. Why do you feel a way about a mug?
Then you should, that very same day, present me with your own mug.
It should be a thing where you take the mug and just get me a new one. But also, I would question it. I would have an issue with the fact that you have an issue with
it. Same, I don't
know. I'll be kind of possessive of you, and I'll be like, I would treat it as a red flag.
No, I don't think if he had a problem with it, I wouldn't.
I think that's calm. Does that work vice versa? So if he's kept something from an ex and you depends, what's with the double standards, man?
I don't know. Because in the same way, it depends what it is if it's me. It depends what it is if it's you.
Because I've been seeing that niggas.
If you're keeping like a cushion, it's true.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Nah, niggas be keeping. I saw on Twitter every day. Niggas be keep. Oh, it's on TikTok.
They
be
nudes.
Okay. Nah, the
Sherry vibrato. Sherry vibrato.
That's illegal.
It's a deviant.
Be my thing.
What? Men are tapped.
They're deviants.
And they will use it on the next girl.
Guys, I'm so sorry, man.
Wouldn't even disinfect.
You said sorry.
What?
It's not us. It's not
guys,
I.
I'm so sorry. So hold on. So for example, now he's kept fucking. What's a good example? A pair of Air Forces that she got him.
Oh no, you're even wearing it.
Yeah, and he's wearing it. He wears them often.
Yeah, yeah, I don't care. That's all right. It would have to be something which I don't see as valuable. Like you're only keeping it because you have attachments to that. People.
Like it's hers or something.
Yeah,
like okay. it's her.
She got him a scarf.
No, it's cold. It needs to be something like a chain.
Do
you know what? That's
tough. Do you know what? Like a scrapbook or something.
Yeah. Memories.
Surely that has to go. Memories, man.
That needs to go.
Remember the time when.
That has to be a joke.
When she's pissing you off, you just go ahead and open your scrapbook, bro. Just remind yourself of back in the days, man. Fuck it up.
Men want to get that.
And then when you say men are.
That's what I'm saying.
They actually want to kill you.
No, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
No.
Sorry, continue. Because what you can do, we can do better.
Better.
You know what I'm saying? I will say this, though. You know women, yeah? They are pure evil, bro.
Okay.
Bro, I was listening to a pod, yeah? So this is what this girl did.
Tell me
if this is mad, yeah? So basically, this girl was chatting to this guy. She's got kids. Mm-hmm. So this guy, they both arranged that they want to meet up with each other. Mm. She's like, oh, it's going to be impossible because obviously my kids... I would need a babysitter and it's like very short notice. So he said, oh, how much does the babysitter cost? Like if you can find one, like a childminder kind of thing. So she said, okay, cool. Let me have a look. She's found one now. He sent the bread over to her. Like, okay, cool. At least now you found someone that can look after the kid. Then we can go out. So then they've arranged to go out the next day now. My man's waiting in the crib. He's now gone on Instagram. She's at some cocktail bar with friends. Oh, just... A-in with that's cocktail tough. And rainbow in her drink and everything. He paid for a fucking childminder, bro.
He'll be tough.
You see what
I mean?
Right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
This is what I mean.
Right? So no, that's a bit sad.
Niggas get shot every day, B.
So he messages her like, yo,
So he should, wait, she just didn't turn up.
She didn't turn up, they were supposed to meet up.
I
think it's rude that she didn't turn up. Guys, can we have some morals here?
Where is he going?
No, it's rude that she didn't turn up. But I mean, it's not the end of the world.
What can we do?
Yeah, you're tough, right? Pull up your trousers and move on.
Character building. That's the one.
The world is a cold place.
Yeah. You don't know her story.
You know what I mean?
Maybe she had a real tough
day. She had a bad day.
Single mom.
That's a good one.
Okay.
She's a single mother.
Let her enjoy.
And you know what's crazy? She's like,
why can't you look at the kids?
Deflecting as always. Every day. That's what you don't do.
She's still taking the babysitter because she's still out. So the kids are somewhere.
Don't do that. She was supposed to meet up with a guy.
No, it's bad man that she stood him up.
I'm not disagreeing.
Gone with him and then gone out with her friends.
But it is what it is.
Can I ask you guys your worst dating experiences? Like,
sure. I haven't really had mad ones.
Sure.
There's a reason why I'm asking. Can I ask you your worst dating experience?
I'm actually scared to speak.
She can.
And she can't speak further.
No, I told you it's a safe space already. You're steady, it's calm. Like the worst dating experience that you've had. Something that's like, this is crazy.
I'm trying to think. Dating experience or the date.
The day or the experience, whichever. Just something that's memorable that sticks.
The
one time he literally snapped the picture of my finger and had over 50 messages asking who's that girl just because he snapped my fingernail. And I said, this man is a whore.
He's a slut.
He's an absolute slut.
My question, did he show you that?
Hold on, I'm confused.
Well, that's even worse.
I didn't comprehend that still. Run that again.
Imagine we're out and we're at a bar or something and he took a snap of me.
Of you.
But it wasn't of me. Like my finger got in it. Cool. My fingernail. And because all the girls on the snap saw another girl, they all started messaging him and ringing him, FaceTiming him. They were all upset.
How did you see this?
Exactly. Because I was still there. We were still out.
Yeah, cool.
And then you saw it on his phone or he showed you?
Oh, no, I saw it on his phone. Like, they were all ringing.
And they were saying on the phone.
Yeah, and then you know when you slide the snap and you can see the like...
So were you looking over his shoulder or did he show you is my question?
He showed me the snap.
Yeah, that guy doesn't
That's even a bigger red flag.
That was a rookie. That one is a rookie.
Yeah, that's very strange.
I'm scared.
That one is a rookie. That's the worst one that you can think of. Really?
No, that is awful.
That's terrible.
Like,
no, that's not that deep.
That's close. Really? Pull your pants up. Pull your pants up, man. Pull your pants up. Niggas get shot every day. Pull your pants up.
That one is the worst ever. Because if it was the worst ever, that would be like a complete. That's not something that you'd completely look at.
I had a guy.
I want to know the Fumi story because I feel like they're mad for some reason. I don't know why.
I had a guy that came round and he ordered food. First of all, I'd cooked for him. Yeah. Actually, I don't even want to go too far into it.
You know what I mean?
But I'd cooked for him and he ate all my food.
I cooked for him.
Right, and then.
Hold on, sorry to cut you short. What did you make? Maybe we can get to the bottom of the story.
I cooked for him spaghetti bolognese. He ate the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
He ate the whole thing.
Disclaimer.
He was then hungry 1 hour later. And I was like, I can't lie, I'm not cooking again. Like, after I spent like 2 hours in the kitchen.
Okay,
like,
cool.
So then he's like hinting that he wants to order, but I ordered food last night. So I've ordered last night and then I've cooked today and you haven't contributed anything. That's I'm not really understanding.
So then I'm just looking
at him like, it was 1 hour ago, you confirm it until I cook later. We'll order later, like, chill out.
But for me, why was you cooking for this man like that?
I was just
don't do that. Let her live her truth. Don't do that.
I have to feed him.
No, because I'm getting a little bit annoyed that you're just
Why is she degrading the thing? Why are you saying Hold on, time out. Why are you saying he's your guest? This is a guy that I'm guessing.
I've invited him around. Okay, you should cater for him.
Yeah, and it's not
cool,
like you're just gonna cook anybody.
It was more like I was cooking for and us. It's not like I'm chefing. You know what I mean? For him,
making more person can take.
Anyway, Sha, he's like I see him on Deliveroo, and then he orders a wing shack for himself. But he doesn't ask me if I want anything to eat. So he ordered.
But you ate a spaghetti bowl, right?
So?
You weren't hungry, were you?
So? That's irrelevant.
That's irrelevant.
I just wanted to know.
How can you order food to my place?
My place of residence.
And not even ask me. Or
even if you want
something?
A drink.
Did you want something?
And the thing is, I would have said no, but you should have asked me. It's common courtesy. What?
You're nodding like she's actually crazy. You're acting would you like not I'm be mad. Offended if somebody else ordered food to your house?
And don't ask me my address. And then on top of that, when the food came, he said, can you get me a plate? Are you all right? So I should serve you the plate your food, get you knife and fork so you can eat your wings and chips in my presence and not eat any of my food.
That's crazy.
And then the next day, he did it. Not even the next day, that night, he did a shit in my toilet and left skid marks.
No,
and he didn't use any of the air freshener.
The wing shack was.
No, it was.
The wing shack was shacking still.
Fun.
So if somebody came to your house and ordered food to your house and didn't ask if you want anything, you wouldn't be offended.
I don't know why you don't think that's rude.
I don't think I'd be offended still.
What? If it was after a girl, even if it's somebody you're romantically dealing with.
And then she. And this is early on, by the way.
We'll do your
so
food,
you're trying to impress each other.
No, we'll do your food if you want. If you, yeah.
Well then.
No, oh,
don't worry.
Continue. Keep going.
Chloe, yes, your horror story.
I'm trying to think which part of it is crazy.
All of it, bro.
Let's just start at the fair. So we go, first of all.
That's crazy.
They all know the trauma together. That's insane,
it's crazy.
Bro.
Anyways, it was a fair. Went on a date to a fair. But it was a thing that I suggested that we go to the fair, which already annoyed me because I don't even like suggesting it. Like, I feel like I was the one pushing the idea and I don't like that feeling.
Cool.
So we get to the fair. It's like £2 entry. He pays the £2 entry. Steady. It's irrelevant because it circles back around. And then the fair's dry and then there's like
fair as in fun fair.
Yeah, fun fair. So it's like we're just wandering around, we're going on the rides and there's bare like black families.
Okay.
But there was a lot of like mums and just
sorry,
kids.
This is killing me.
And then he just says like
thinking what happened.
he's just like, there's bare single mothers here, no baby dads. I said, why are you commenting on that?
That's a very strange thing to
highlight. Yeah, a lie. Like, just bare single mothers.
Instead of
like,
to be flirting, you know what I mean? He's talking about baby mums. What's going on?
Furthermore, and then again, some girl walks by and she's had a BBL, but it's not a good BBL. Let's just put it like that.
Oh, you noticed it.
He's staring, eyes are bulging out to look at the BBL and even comments to me.
Damn, King.
The BBL's botched. Look, I built these botched BBLs, see what girls do to their body. I'm thinking, no way. And me, I'm already like a lefty. I'm already proper like, I don't know how to describe
for the people.
I'm for the people. Mm. So I wouldn't say no shit like that. Mm. He says that. Cool. I let it slide. Burger and chip. Even to ask me if I want mayo on my burger, he doesn't offer. Red flag number three.
Why didn't you ask, can I have mayo, please? I don't understand. Why didn't you just ask, can I have mayo?
Yeah, I don't get that one.
I don't understand. I want mayo. Ask for the mayo, bro.
What's going on, bro? It's just nice.
No, that's courtesy. You're looking for the courtesy.
Like, it's not a normal thing. Someone wouldn't be like, oh, I don't even ask that.
I wouldn't ask you.
Like, Chloe, do you want mayo?
But you know what it's like?
No, true say up.
No, I don't do that.
I just think it's the icing on the cake because everything else was going wrong and then that happened. Anyway, now go home. I block him on everything.
Jesus
what?
Christ!
You what? How can you end the story?
You ended the juicy bits.
Oh, you guys!
I can't speak further.
Is she leaving something out?
I can't speak further.
Is she leaving something out?
I can't speak further. That's too far.
What you said, it doesn't. Yeah, sound
exactly.
Like,
that story is aired, bro. What's going on? Where's the worst date scenario part? I don't understand.
That's already bad enough. I can't speak further.
Dash, do you want to speak on above? I said it's a safe space. It's actually fine. Still, nah. You're good.
I can't speak on her trauma. Can we?
There was furthermore problems.
What did he do? It's okay. It's actually you're calm.
It makes you sound like a bitch.
Yeah, it's actually, I sound like a bitch.
If this is generally speaking, if this is your reality and you feel like this is what made it very bad.
It's not a safe space, I just eat it. Because that's what they said. And when I told them my experience, they were doing
I beg, Chloe, he was hungry.
Did you even want food? Chloe, show your own.
What happened? What did he do?
I can't speak on everything, but I will say that he just didn't offer me stuff that he should have offered me. Like, it was just a consistent issue.
What did he not offer you?
You took that left.
She said he didn't offer me something that she didn't offer me. What did you not offer you?
Just everything. Even just the whole experience, I just felt like he wasn't doing the most. You lot are taking it left. Anyway.
What? Fam, what was missing that he didn't offer you? I'm so confused.
I can't speak. Sorry, this the police will get me. Actually, the police will arrest me. Bro. And then after that, I blocked him on everything, but he still found some way to contact me. And I was explaining why I locked things off. Like why I blocked him on everything when I got home. And
because he didn't give you the thing that you wanted.
I don't like what you're implying.
Yeah, words.
I don't like what you're implying.
But alas, it was all of that together. And then he had the nerve and audacity to brag about the fact that he paid my £2 entry. And then that was it. Yes. Final store.
The heart of men.
Yes, king.
You see, when you head out, yeah, I've heard this agenda that when you guys go out, you already have like a preconceived notion of how the night is going to go for you already. In regards to like, the guy that you're seeing.
Is it a date? Is what
you mean? Yeah, a date.
I know that's with everyone.
Yeah.
Right? If like I really know them.
So you're never really open to anything. Like, you already have an idea of like...
Whether or not you're going to go home with them. Yeah, is that the implication?
Yeah.
Not even go to him, but give him a second chance. As in continue to see him. Is that based on the fact that this might not go well?
Oh, like I already know whether or not there'll be a second
date.
No.
You know, the better question is at what point do you know?
Like third date?
I don't go on dates with guys
until you already know.
Same.
Yeah, like I already know them a bit. It's not like in America how they do that first date and that's kind of like the first time you've met them. It's not really that.
So you see a guy a few times before you actually go out with a guy.
It's like maybe I know him or I've seen
him
out.
Yeah. More time I've met you out a bit.
Like I already know the vibe of if I like you. It's not that I'm getting to know you on the date.
Like those kind of guys you ask on a date, like you met yesterday, you went on a date.
So you guys have never been on dates like where you're actually getting to know that person for the first time in that environment.
Yeah, like a couple times.
And it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It's just awkward and it's always like you realize that you shouldn't have come here.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it work though? I don't understand. On whose behalf?
I think you don't know how they are going to be. Yeah. Like, you don't know.
I'm sure sometimes it will work out for somebody, but more time
it is. But you know, the dating scene in the UK is a bit.
It's true.
Somehow.
Backwards. Yeah.
I feel like it's better if you get to know somebody for the date, then you enjoy the day more anyway. Yeah. More energy. And you
would
just.
And the date would be better because you know exactly the kind of things you
But then doesn't that always lead to. I'm guessing there's a huge. What's the word? There's a huge, what's the word I'm looking for, bro?
English.
Words. What's the word I'm looking for?
A gap.
Somebody help me. Lifeline. Your expectation, might be a bit lessened if you feel like you expect the date is going to go well anyways and then it doesn't. And then you're a bit more disheartened because you felt
but that doesn't really happen. You speak to somebody for a while and you go on a date and then it's shit. That's the whole point of speaking to you for a while. Because I would have locked it off before I even got to the point that we're going on a date.
But that's what I'm saying to you though. You speak to that person and assuming that everything's going to go good because you're familiar with that person. Mm-hmm. When you go on that date and it's shit, I'm saying because of the fact that...
I can't relate to experience. I'm not even trying to be...
Am I not speaking
English? Because I would have locked it off before I got there.
That's what I'm saying.
I've definitely been on a shit date, but it's because I didn't speak to them properly before we went out. Or the I clocked. Expectation actually, that's a lie. There's been times where I clocked outcome. On the date, but it's because I let some shit slide that I shouldn't have let slide. And I should have known.
Some guys have it like, so their texting vibe is different from how they are in person.
That's true.
Oh, that's happened to me.
Because people be so blunt. Definitely. Like, they'll be blunt, dry
texters. Bear man, because man, them are neeks.
They talk so they dry.
Are
neeks
and some of them,
they've got bear chat on.
I think that's the opposite.
True. God of Israel.
They talk, they
What is happening
anything.
Today, bro?
What?
No, but I'm just surprised by the statements that are being made today, man. Elaborate, though. Yeah, I'd like to hear how many money.
I feel like sometimes they'll be so dry. Like, they don't talk. And then in person, they're so funny.
Are these the guys that you're speaking to or you're generalizing?
No.
Are these the men? Way, are these the men you're speaking to or you're generalizing?
No, the men I'm speaking to.
Okay, cool.
Obviously, it's my experience. How would I be able to generalize?
Yeah, I'm just saying, because some girls might just be saying guys just have shit game.
No, it's not shit
point.
Game.
Our point is that in our experience,
yeah, the text is dead.
Yeah,
like no, just, not always. Not just yeah, that. It's happened before.
One experience anyway.
Yeah,
because more time it you get guys that no, but mine's opposite. Like guys that are like bare.
I don't like chatty boys.
They're confident behind the camera, basically. And then when you meet them,
and I also, I've had that happen to me a lot where it's like the energy on text is da 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 da, you're moving like confident, and you meet me in person, you're nervous and you're stuttering. And I
when
can't
I
take
see
that.
You, I'm gonna, I can't wait
surely
to see
that one
you
is
because
a heartbreak.
I'm gonna,
I can't do that. I can't deal with somebody's nervous. I'm already like a nervous babe. So if you see even be more,
I hate shy people. Same. Why are you shy?
You see, in your instance, that means it works well for you then. So.
Yeah, like that's why I like to see you in person and I don't text you.
Some people vibe better in person than on text. I'm not that person. If you can't text, then I don't want to meet you. Where some people meet people and then they want to text them. That's not for me.
I don't know, you know. I don't feel like I have that experience with...
Do you think you're a better texter or better person?
No, it's an in-person thing for me still.
I'm good either way.
Yeah,
can't
my thing's in person.
But in person, you know when in person when you have chemistry with somebody, it lights up?
In-person thing is different.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm a shit texter, but that's not... I don't think it's my personality. I think I'm just always busy.
Mm.
So...
When you're in person, like, the vibe is...
Yeah.
And you have full attention from somebody anyway. Yeah.
That's true.
Interesting. Are you annoyed if people are on their phones on dates? I remember I had a conversation with a guy yesterday. He basically, what he did was, she was on the phone, like, I think for like 3/4 of the date. And at one point, he basically told her, like, yo, like, actually put your phone down. Like, he told her, like, yo, put your phone down.
I don't mind, you know. Like, if it's like little, like sometimes that, boys are just doing like a little, just checking like a score update or something like that. I don't mind that. I think I mind when you're on stuff like Snapchat. Who you snapping? Like, or if you're on messages, who are you actually texting?
I don't mind if you just do like a quick reply.
I just feel like if you're like looking at your phone for longer than 30 seconds, you've kind of taken
you can tell what the you can tell if someone is preoccupied or they're just doing a quick flick through. Because I do that if I'm out. I'm always
check my phone.
Like
maybe she was trying to tell him something.
Well,
that's what
I'm
I was thinking.
Because
I wouldn't address something like
but
that.
But what? What are you trying to tell him that is more important than?
I'm literally trying to tell him I'm not interested.
I'm saying the guy who was on the phone is basically trying to tell her that he's not interested.
No, I think that's true.
I actually hear it.
Yeah, because even the situation I'm talking about, I was on my phone.
Don't waste my time.
Don't bring me out if you're gonna.
Just on the whole dating thing, you see with the whole thing when you know the date is not going well. Are you like the type of person to be with your chest and let the person know that they're saying
this ain't going again?
Or are you calling? Are you calling the bedroom to let you know?
Oh, yeah, we had this discussion. We'll act like it's so calm.
I'll be like, get my babe, see you.
I'll be like, it's not working. Yeah. It's not.
Oh, as in you tell the guy straight?
No, when
like,
I get
with me.
After.
When I get home.
Like, when
with
I get
me,
home.
Niggas never
so
know
you have
when
bail out. So you
don't
your,
have a clue. You will never know when is the last time I see you.
Like, you'll be like,
I'll get
home.
And then I'll be like, by the way, thank you for the memories.
Bye.
Bye.
So, hold on, hold on, hold on.
I'll do a paragraph.
Bullet points.
I'm intrigued. Why couldn't you have done that on the date?
Because I'm anxious, like I would, it's just awkward and uncomfortable. And I can't even.
And you might as well just
and also,
like,
niggas
enjoy
don't
the
take notes.
Yeah. And also, niggas
that
are
here,
argue.
That here,
they don't just
here.
Let me finish.
That
here.
No, but it's the
that.
Thing they'll argue with you. You'll be like, I didn't like this. Even
there'll be debate, oh, but I can do better next time. Yeah. I don't want them there to
say and it's like, you'll literally say, like, I didn't like how you did this. Be like, oh, I won't do that next time. It's too late.
It's too late.
The bag is fumbled. It's too late. And that just can't be dealing with.
Have you had moments where you've asked, like, any of you lot to bail the person who's on the date out? Like,
what do you mean?
Huh?
So some guys do this thing where obviously if they're on a date, they'll tell their boy,
oh,
you're calling this kind of thing.
Oh, nah, I've never done that.
I think that's actually quite horrible.
Same. I think it's vindictive.
That's because horrible.
Because it's quite obvious. Like, everybody knows that. Like,
that's the thing.
If it's done, correctly, you can maneuver out of it well.
Nah. I think everybody knows. You have to be quite silly.
Do you think you've been on the receiving end of something like that before?
No,
I know I haven't.
You haven't.
No one's ever left a date early. What the hell?
No one's ever left a date early. That's so mad. I'm not even trying to be funny. Nobody's left a day early.
That's so weird.
I go home comfortably, walk me home.
I wouldn't necessarily say early, but it's abrupt, even the word. Nah.
No one's ever left
me. Nobody's ever left me on a date. I got walked home, I was dropped off.
I was about to say, they always take you home.
Even if it was bad, he still saw it through the end, yeah?
I can't lie, I don't think anybody's ever. Let me not say that.
Nah, talk.
I think they're looking at that, they're thinking it was bad.
But really and truly, I actually don't think people have ever known that we've had a bad date. Like, it always feels like it's me.
How do you feel about this quote? It says, women will look you dead in the eye and say, I'm not ready to date, and then date someone else.
I'm not ready to date you. That's
not just mad, bro.
That's not even just a women thing.
Men, but that's, I feel like men do that
the
more.
Said, also, women will look you dead in the eye and say,
somebody who shows you're ready to date, realistically.
Say that again.
Not even just, like, not necessarily that a woman is lying when she says that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think you're not ready to date, and then you meet somebody who shows you that you are ready to date that particular
also,
person.
Also, men just want you to, like, me saying I'm not ready to date is telling you that I'm not ready to date you. Men just want you to tell them
you're not ready to date.
And
the phrase I'm not ready to date implies that you're not dating, period.
If you add
if a girl tells you I'm not ready to date, in your head, what does that imply?
But I feel like you need to have your wits about yourself.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Obviously, she's
add
not saying
you at the end of it. Say I'm not ready to date you. And
but that's
let
just
me know.
Unnecessarily mean.
Nah, it's not mean. It's,
I'm not gonna
it's
lie.
Direct.
I feel like
those are two different
words.
I understand
there are
two different statements, but I think you know what she's implying, and you're choosing to try and push her to be blunt with you. And
please,
I'm just not gonna.
I don't
do
know
that
why
with
you are doing this, bro. What's what I'm saying?
That's
what I'm saying.
If it was the other way around, you'd want.
You want him to know that he's not ready to.
If a guy tells me I'm not ready to date,
I take it.
We won't ever.
Yes,
that's for you.
Yeah. But that's because I know the kind of person I am, and I feel like in reality people aren't that direct with people. I'm not gonna be like, I don't want to date you. You're
also,
not good enough
if
for
you're,
me.
You
today.
Know that if I'm not ready to date, if it's I'm not ready to date now, I don't believe in that right person, wrong time and shit. Because if you really, if I was that
the
babe
apple
for
of the
you,
eye.
You would do anything in your power to get me right now. Also, if it's the right wrong, if it's the right person, you will make it the right timing.
Mm.
You should be in your head thinking this is the sexiest, smartest,
but so you,
best
wait, hold on. You've
ever.
Never,
I
you've, never been, you've never been in positions where obviously the person you've met, like, it works, but just that particular moment in time, just that, like,
I
it's
do.
Not fair.
I disagree.
Clearly, that's what I'm saying.
I agree that there's sometimes it is right person.
Too fairy tale for you, yeah?
Just because I
too fairy tale for you.
Hmm?
Too fairy tale for you. The whole right person, wrong time.
I don't believe that.
I just, yeah. It's
I do. I just think there's certain scenarios where. But I think more time people use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Like, more time is because you
no,
don't.
No, but you're saying you've been in
positions
where.
And niggas that say that have a girlfriend.
It's true.
Like, that's
full on relationship.
That say that.
It's true.
They have a baby mama home. The wrong timing is the fact that I'm currently
in a relationship with my
girlfriend. The wrong timing is that I ain't got. It weren't.
Wrong timing.
I was even gonna say, well, the wrong time is a thing where obviously man's trying to pattern his own thing right now.
Yeah.
It's just,
for me, wrong timing
you don't fit,
is I'm
you don't fit in the you don't fit in the
yeah. If it's wrong timing, it should be something like you don't have no money.
Yeah, you're
because then you shouldn't be
what
dating.
Is going on here?
You're a dirty broker. You're trying to get your money up. That's fine.
Why
that's
we,
a good
why
reason.
Why are we phrasing it in this way? Just say
no,
it's
because
I'm saying about myself. If I'm in a dirty brokey situation, I'm not dating.
It's calm. Like
it's actually okay. I've got things to focus on. I'm not gonna be.
But I'll get my money up and I'll
come back.
So if it's
not that you're married with a wife and kids,
I say I'm not ready to date.
Yeah, I think the only situations where time is like
oh,
it could be right person.
Yeah, sometimes people are
it's
just
money,
like mental health.
Yeah,
stuff,
mental health.
Be going through
money, mental health, work.
So those are just gonna excuse you.
Yeah, like your
work is a big one. I think a lot of, especially guys this day and age, I feel like a lot of them feel like they have to be a certain tax bracket. Or
yeah,
to start they have to be in a certain level in their career.
Who plays into that though? Is it not you guys?
I think it's, you know
it
what?
Definitely
I think
is.
Like
I had this conversation.
Yes,
I have
words.
No. I have this conversation. I have this conversation all the time because we always talk about the idea of obviously, you see with women, I wouldn't say you lot play into this agenda, but it's the thing where you've almost intrinsically, obviously as guys, we always have this thing that we have to be providers. But then as women, you play into that role because now there's certain things that you expect of us and we can only achieve that once we get to certain positions. So it's like, if you know as a guy, you're not ready to date because you have to be in a certain tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine because that's fine. But that's also because obviously as women, you also impose that if you're not at that tax bracket, you can't date me. So obviously he has to focus on that in order to
date
me.
I agree. I just think you shouldn't drag it.
That's not our, I feel like
no one's to blame you play into
women.
It's not a blame. It's just that you play into
it. Yeah, that's reality. You can't date everybody. You're not allowed access to everybody. And also I feel like men, they want certain women. And because those women have those standards, they feel like I have to wait to get to that level to get that specific kind of woman. But I promise you, for every bum nigga out there, there's a woman who will date you. So just go and find that woman instead of trying to harass
her.
So
you see this whole thing about building with a guy, are you lot on that?
What do you mean by building?
I can't lie. I don't believe in building with a guy.
What do you mean by that though?
I feel like I'm already
Say
yeah. So why can't you just?
But obviously, everybody.
No, but I think it depends.
I think it depends on what you. It depends what you mean. Because if it's just building, as in
essentially, so
we're both in uni getting our degree.
Literally, okay.
Yeah, but
job,
I think we have to be on the same
yeah.
level.
Yeah, well, you can't
get like,
yeah.
Not that I'm here and you're
that's
here.
Different.
Are you trying to get
if
here?
If we
and
both
I'm still...
just graduated, then we both get a job.
As long as we're building at the same pace and starting from the same area.
Women are not for working with potential no more. Yeah. That's essentially
the but the potential always be somebody
I'm
that's
not gonna lie.
More
people
bummier
say,
than you. Why is that?
But you see, you can see, I wouldn't say he's bummier than you, but you can see where he's going to be.
No, I don't believe in that.
You can't.
That's
why can't you? Surely you can.
You can't. No, you can't.
To be fair, there is a gamble with it. I'll be real. There is a gamble with it. But if you know the person well enough, or you, I guess, have faith in that person. Obviously, you know that well.
Would,
this is,
you
this is the position.
I think that's the thing. I've never had.
And it's also based on that person's work. It's also based on that person. It's also based on that person's worth ethic as well. Obviously, if they're saying that you're like, I'm trying to level up and you actually see the work is being put in, surely you can wait though.
But you have to be at a decent level already. It's
what's
a difference
decent,
if you're.
Though? I just said he's working on himself.
My level.
You have a job.
Just be at my level. That's the
then
thing.
You can't be.
That's the bare minimum.
I feel like
at least have a job.
Yeah. If you have a job and you're building,
I don't even think they need to have a job. Me personally, I don't really care about right now. I care about
where you're going. Yeah.
If you're going to be my husband, the father of my kids, and I want you to be earning the same amount or more than me, then surely
I'll
see
it by now.
That what you're doing. There's people that are in uni. I'm in uni. I'm a medical student. So if somebody's also a medical student, they don't have money right now, but I can see the potential for them to have money. If that makes sense.
That's
it's not about what you're
something.
Doing right now. It's about, because you keep saying potential, and I'm tentative about that word because that doesn't really.
Because some people don't
think
potential.
As a student, if you're an engineering student, you have the potential.
Yeah, but that's
because
you're working to it already. That's different.
I just feel like
people just
you know,
things,
it.
Like they're not
you
doing
know,
anything.
I feel like in reality,
that's, but that's,
you know,
that's scary. Yeah.
In reality, you know when you're dealing with somebody who's just saying shit, and
they
somebody who's actually gonna execute.
Be saying shit as
well. Niggas just be saying shit.
Saying
so
shit, man.
It's quite obvious when somebody's just saying rubbish and when somebody's actually gonna execute the plan.
Yeah.
You can see it in their work
and you
ethic
know you'll be
and
there
the discipline.
Giggling. Oh, babe, yeah. No, she's like, you will never make it.
You're not gonna make it.
You will never
not,
make
it's
it.
Not for you.
You fine boy, no money. Honestly, this is actually what it is.
Have you ever had somebody tell you a plan? You're like, that's shit. It's not gonna happen.
You will never make it.
You're not gonna make it.
They'll be doing 5-year plan. You will never.
Yo, the men that listen to this app are going to be shaking, bro. What is going on here?
Bam.
That was finished.
Oh my days.
All the best to them, though. Honestly.
Prayers
up. Huh?
She's asking you, what's your 5-year plan? Don't worry about it because you're not even going to be telling your friends this is what he's. I'm all right, man. Fucking hell, bro. What?
No, but man, they're funny. The thing is, I feel like they just be saying some overly ambitious.
I think
they'll be like, I'm going to be the next Bill Gates. I'm going to be a billionaire.
Okay.
Why do you? What do you
think you're going to be a billionaire?
Hold on now. Okay, let's not start shitting on people.
Why do you specifically think
pause,
that you're going to be the
pause,
one?
Pause.
So many niggas think they're going to be billionaires.
Word. That was mad personal, bro. What the fuck? Like, bro.
Somebody's triggered at home.
Now we're just shitting on man's dreams and aspirations.
No,
what's going on?
That's what I said, but I said prayers up.
No,
but
really,
they'll be saying that.
We're
have no plan.
Keep
they're
grinding. It's not going to be on my. And that's how you will get into situations.
You see everything you're saying
where
now.
You're funding
you see where,
his dreams.
You see
where
everything you lot are saying now. Do you know why? Do you see now why I say that you guys play into this thing about men having to be providers? No. It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying. Do you see how you play into this now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can you also see the amount of pressure that now comes with this?
Yeah, but it doesn't come from us.
What have you been doing for the last 5 minutes?
This is the patriarchy, and like I said, death to the patriarchy. The patriarchy causes these problems.
Yeah.
You guys are comfortable living in the privilege,
I wouldn't say
but the disadvantages
so.
Of it, you then come and try to blame women.
Yeah, it's not fair.
And that's not right.
That was
I just think
well,
it's
I'll
reality. I don't think
that
it's fair to say that as a woman, me having standards is what makes you feel like you have to work harder. Everybody has standards.
Why don't you just work for yourself?
Like literally, tough life. Everybody has to meet some people's standards. I can't now start harassing
people
on
the
street.
I'm not shitting on you lot. I'm not shitting on you lot for having standards. I'm saying the particular standards that women desire, it plays into how a man operates in regards to where he wants to be. So I'm just saying that you lot play into.
But
men have standards.
Yeah, it goes both ways. I'm not disregarding this, you know.
I agree.
Like bees on Insta.
I just feel like people make women accountable for the sores of the patriarchy, and it's not our fault.
Okay.
Yes, I think everybody enforces patriarchy. That's just how the patriarchy works.
First.
Everybody has to enhance it and build with it, but really and truly, we can't blame us for that.
Interesting.
And also, niggas don't do enough to. I've actually doing the work to break down the patriarchy. Niggas don't be doing shit, so I can't be having sympathy for them.
How do you know niggas are not doing the work?
Because they're not. They don't even. They won't even.
They don't
Christmas dinner. They're not even cooking for their mum. So why would they, how are they, how are they fighting against small patriarchy? Thing,
yeah.
Small things, like just making an effort to even make sure that woman in your life.
You want
to
help the women, yeah. The closest women in your life, your moms, your yeah. sisters.
You don't even see the so effort with their friendships about and
it's
their
useful.
Moms.
I hear it.
So what are you doing to break down the patriarchy in your own household before you're now harassing me to date broke niggas? All right.
And also why? Why must I date a broke
yeah.
It's not my fault. What is that
it's
about?
Not fair.
This is not, hold on, can I put a pin in this, please? I'm not saying, I'm not giving excuses as to why you guys should date broke guys. I'm just letting you know why, how you play into this, because I feel like
I understand what
okay,
you mean.
Okay, cool. Just for
I
me
understand.
To clarify that. Go on, though. Continue. What did you say?
I just feel like men just need to face reality. Everybody has standards. Everybody has standards, and you can't force people to break down your standards. And I also,
yeah, go on.
I also feel like men only want you to date broke niggas when they're broke, and then when they're rich, they don't want you to be dating broke niggas. So just whatever they want, whatever they have, they want you to want that, and I can't work like that.
Mm. That's how they be tweeting shit like, oh my God, so I don't need to do this, this and this because women be dating bums. Like, it's you that's playing into that. It's not us.
Mm-hmm. But something that puts me off here, you see when you go out in public and they get ignored by like waiters and stuff.
That's
not happening to me, but it couldn't.
Because now I can just walk all over you because you're just getting ignored. And it really makes
put
me-
Put hands up, bare
said,
times.
Don't check, please, 10 times. Just
I don't like when,
past.
You know when guys are out and then they bump in someone that they know and they don't introduce
that's,
you?
That's, yeah, no,
it
that's another
me,
problem.
Especially if it's a girl.
Yeah.
And I'll just be talking to her. And it's like, am I actually-
And you know what's crazy? You
hold
can't
on,
even,
hold
if you now interrupt, like, oh, I'm Chloe, now you're the crazy one.
I would never
I
would
say, I
wouldn't
do it.
I wanna address that. As in, you've both gone out. Like, he's seen his boy, said cool to his boy, and he didn't introduce you in that, like, short space of time.
But why would you completely ignore my, that's bare, it's common courtesy. If I bump into Chloe, and Chloe doesn't know Beth, I'm with Beth, I'm like, hi, Chloe. Oh, it's by the way, this
I'm just saying.
I just think it's impolite.
Yeah.
What happened to affirmation?
And it shows that
I heard something about affirmation.
I don't think it is sometimes. Because you can just meet a friend.
It can be so brief. It depends
then
how quick
it
is. It
must be so brief that
word.
It's like 2 second interval.
Like
I'm not saying that they stop and have combo
know,
there and there.
I've been in that situation and that's happened. Like I've been out with someone and I've seen my brethren. Like I've even run to see him and like, yo, bro, long time.
And just continue.
And that's a costly mistake because you will never see me again.
Nah,
you
see it again? There we go. That's what that matters, bro. You're steady.
And also, it's like, if I'm the, like,
if
you go back to this a lot, I'm the apple of your eye.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm the apple of, my waiting. What is going on here, bro?
This is day one.
Bro,
I don't know
steady.
If you're coming back next week.
What's
so
going on?
Yeah, you have to introduce me.
Apple of my what?
I'm not gonna lie.
If you saw me,
if you're asking
hey,
me Claire, like,
you're
hey,
funny,
you would...
though. I said, apple of my eye. Oh
yeah,
my
I'm serious.
God.
I should be your Beyonce. I should be shining. So you should even be gassed to introduce me to people. Like, rah, she's out with you.
Yeah.
Introduce me.
And you can tell the guys.
Yeah. It's almost like you're
okay.
embarrassing
you
me. Fine babe like me.
Yeah.
Fine babe like me. You don't want
to
love to introduce you.
Yeah, they love it.
When you're with a nigga who's like, who's really feeling you, suddenly everybody you know.
Yeah.
Suddenly all of these are your guys.
Sometimes you're like, you didn't need to
just like in daytime
or privacy. Yeah, like just get out.
Can
you pick your fucking poison, please?
Exactly.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Be in between.
You imagine pick your poison, though. You know I'm even weird now.
Yeah,
forget
just
that.
It's not hard. Just don't do too much.
Don't be
excited.
So if it got bare excited and bare on you, that's too much. And if it's bare dismissive,
and
that's too
little. And it's the same with you because if
those extremes.
Like obsessed with you 24/7.
You'd feel away.
I like that.
Chill out, bro. You like when it goes on your case.
I like it. I don't mind it.
Really?
I'm not gonna.
I think there's a. To be fair, there is a range though. What's obsessed? Like what's obsessed? Like as in constantly on you all the time.
Like when they get upset every time you don't message back something.
Double texting,
like,
triple texting, harassing me.
Yeah, that one. I don't think that one can run.
And if I don't reply on one social, you now mess me.
There's a neat obsessed. There's a neat obsessed. I believe. Is there not?
A what?
A neat obsessed, like a healthy. Yeah,
I think so.
There
I
is.
Heard that word.
Same.
You never heard the word healthy obsession.
No, neat
I said
obsessed.
Neat, but I meant healthy. My bad.
Healthy obsession.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I,
like
just,
I should be obsessed with my babes. Like
I just feel like obsession is a negative word, so I would just say, like you like me. Yeah, you
know,
but
your babes needs to be obsessed with you. Don't you think that?
Yeah, but
that's you need to think
man,
I'm
the way
like
around.
I'm
yeah.
the one. Like I'm
yeah.
so great.
I hate you.
I hear it.
But not truly obsessed, just like on me and realizing.
You said something about affirmation. I was very intrigued. What were you saying about the whole me and greeting didn't get introduced?
That happened to me in affirmation. Like a guy that was chatting to you, he
met his boy and didn't introduce you to the guys.
It was a girl. He went to speak to a girl.
And
it's
just
like,
left
to
you
me,
the dust.
That means you're having real sex with her.
It's true.
Oh my God.
She wasn't even, yeah, she wasn't.
You sure?
No, she was pretty.
She was prettier than you?
I because that. I like women, I'll say she's pretty.
Never that.
So what's this PR talk, bro?
What's I don't want to badmouth another girl.
No, generally speaking, true. Yeah. Own your ish. If you think she's not pretty, you just say she's not pretty. Was she pretty than you?
Truly, I can't remember, but she was pretty.
And also, you only just saw her. Now you're comparing whether or not she's prettier than you. She's either pretty or she's not.
Yeah,
prettier
I don't than care.
And it doesn't actually matter. It doesn't matter if she's
to the story.
It doesn't matter if she's pretty or not.
Interesting. So he's gone up to her and he decided to have a conversation and he's left you where you were.
Yeah.
How long was this? How long did he leave you for?
I can't lie. It was at least 60 seconds. I had to.
No, she laughed like that. 1 minute.
Because I was deep in that. Like that doesn't sound like that. Yeah, but it was at least 60 seconds.
That's too long.
You lot had left as well. So it's like, I was just there, standing there.
Did he walk over to her?
He walked over
that's
to her.
That's rude.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna lie, you shouldn't have walked over to someone.
And I'm pretty sure he even looked back. Like, you could have called me over or something. So I just left.
Yeah, I get that.
So when he came back to find you, what? He couldn't find you now?
No.
He didn't find me again. He found me on Instagram.
You block him.
My God.
But then, listen. No. Then eventually he got my number. He apologized. But then on his WhatsApp pic, he had a child. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Scary.
So,
men have a small window. Use it well, man. Fucking hell.
I feel like that's perfectly normal. Don't even think that's a stretch.
We all have the same 24 hours. Like.
Mm. He even left you because I would have thought she came to you.
You keep trying to make me look mad.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. 60 seconds. Interesting.
Fair enough. you wouldn't care if your babes left you to go and talk to another man. Like, just left you.
I already said my experience.
What?
But that was young though. That one can be excused though. I'll be real. Yeah, 8 year, 9. That one can be excused. It's painful, but it can be excused.
Okay. Same thing happened now. How would you take
60 seconds. I'm too mature for that though. That's calm.
So I'm immature now.
I didn't say that. I just said that one.
Yeah. Maybe I'm defensive.
60 seconds is calm. She's gone over. Maybe it's like guy she hasn't seen for years. They've caught up. She's come back.
Cool. Nah, but what's it was, my, you know get, the vibe though. I'll go and get a drink. How he did it. It was
and also.
It was
so he didn't say, oh, hold on.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Was no was
he just left.
Yeah. Just walked.
I think she called him.
Oh.
He turned around, went over.
Wait, she like said like, come here.
Yeah, she said his name, and then he went.
Better than me.
That's really triggered. Yeah. Why would you do that?
I'll be like, so that's your wife. Yeah, so that's your love with.
And it's like,
what are you doing?
I'm not the one that's going to get in between true love.
Yeah, it's true.
Crack on.
Yeah, no.
Crack on, guys.
That's so because I wanted to ask maybe how was work or how's university going. In 60 seconds, my whole day is done.
I'm not going to lie, that's definitely his wife. So for you to be so excited, you're bounding and leaping across to go and greet her, and you've left me standing here alone. Can't even be attacked in that moment.
Involved in a love triangle. And you know, some women are actually mad. That's how she will come back and poison my drink later on. It's all right. I'm not involved.
It's just better to leave it there. And also, realistically, if everything else was right, you would have let that slide. Maybe.
It's true.
It's because if something else was wrong. And
there you go then.
You know when it's like the ice cream?
No, then say that. He was doing. What did she say?
So why weren't you 6 foot?
No, why were you 6 foot one?
Oh.
Why weren't you 6 foot three?
Good point.
It was the question. Good point. Yeah. Mm.
If I'm intrigued about what you said. I feel like was there more things?
As a short man, you should know that you don't have the same liberty.
Oh God, that's just how
life is. Same way men allow things when a girl has a fat back. That's just how life is. Sorry, life is unfair.
He was 6'1" and still short to you.
I'm told it. So
funny.
Interesting though. Interesting. Was there more things that were going wrong that day? Was that probably did that you know build it up?
Because
Chloe said there were more things that were wrong because essentially you could have let it slide.
You know when it's the perfect, like if you had done everything.
Oh, right, you could excuse that one.
Yeah.
Then you would let one thing slide, but I'm not like, it's not like I'm mad and I just one thing. I'm
the just sense you off the...
Yeah, it's not like that. It's more like, I already wasn't 100%.
Yeah.
This is the time that you should be doing everything
correctly.
Perfect. And now you're fucking up that early on. And I don't like ignoring red flags. That's how we'll come and bite you in the bum later. And I was right. He had a child that he didn't tell me about.
Interesting.
That's mad.
Was it his WhatsApp pic?
Yeah.
That's even worse. He wasn't even hiding it.
Yeah, so what?
The least you could do is hide your child.
Hide the child.
No, but at least he didn't care. These he didn't give a damn.
Oh my days.
It's kind of rude. Like, he didn't rate the fact that you didn't care.
I feel like
he thought you wouldn't mind. He thought you were a stepmom. No, that was your vibes.
My God. I've learned a lot today still. I'll be so wrong. I've actually learned a lot still.
Proud to educate.
I've actually learned a lot. But before we go, this is a chance for you lot to plug yourselves as always. Let everybody know what you're up to, what you're doing. If you'd like to share, you guys can.
Me plugging would be me like trying to help children. Like, me and my brother help children.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
That's good. Med school, so.
For real?
Anyone knows any little kids between year maybe 10 and year 13 that want to get in
above
to medicine.
Above your brother, you and
my
brother
brother's just become a doctor, so he's graduated.
That's really wavy.
Yeah,
that's wavy.
So yeah,
nice. If you got anything you want to plug?
Nah, I'm not on socials like that.
I didn't even say it. It's Scope by Salawus on Insta, or you can find me Fine Films, and then find that through my Insta.
It's lovely.
You said you're not on Insta.
You're not.
I'm not.
Someone's capping.
She said she's not on socials like that.
You can find husband today. You know, there's a lot of good-looking guys that listen to this pod.
Nah, it's okay.
Nah, okay. Chloe, you got anything you want to plug?
There's ByCC, which is my digital marketing platform. Just bare tips. Small businesses.
Smart women in the building, man. Love
social
it.
Media, anything like that. That's BYCSIH. Yeah. That's and then mine is Chloe Bazo. So CHLOEBAZO.
Any last remarks before we go? Anything you want to let people know? Listen, let the listeners know.
I feel like we've got our point across, you know.
Death to the patriarchy.
Death to men.
Death to the patriarchy, yeah. I'm going to put that on you.
I'll wear that on your birthday. If you put a t-shirt
with
that, I'll wear that.
Oh my days. Wow. But yeah, man, that's episode 58, and that's a wrap, man. Push and push.